Well, let's get straight into it. To borrow from one of the greats of Australian entertainment, I've been to cities that never close down. And I've been to cities where you can buy wine and beer inside a supermarket. Oh yes, folks, out there in the big wide world, liquor is available in supermarket aisles. But should we become just like the rest of the world? Well, global retail giants Aldi is about to find out whether the powers that be in this state, formerly the state of excitement, remember, will allow them to have wine and beer aisles in their soon-to-open store in Harrisdale, just north of Armidale. As The West reported this morning, this could be a game-changer for the supermarket industry in WA. At the moment, you can do your grocery shopping at Coles or Woolies and then go through to a separate area or store and buy your booze. But you can't just walk from the bread aisle to the liquor aisle to add some cab sav or champers to your shopping trolley. Aldi has applied to liquor and gaming to break the mould, alter the paradigm, shift the goalposts. Should they be able to? Why should we in WA have different regulations on liquor sales in supermarkets? Well, it's no doubt got a lot of tongues wagging this particular move because some will see it as the thin end of the wedge. So I'm going to speak now to the Professor of Health Policy at Curtin University and also from the McCusker Centre for Action on Alcohol and Youth, the Director Mike Daube. He joins me on the line. Thanks for your time, Professor.
Good morning.
Right. Is this one or possibly the thin end of the wedge that if Aldi get their way here, we will see grog on supermarket shelves?
Well, that is the worry, and that's what the Aldi approach has been in other states. And here in WA, the history has been that, yes, of course, alcohol is sold, and it's sold in stores that are attached to supermarkets, but they're separated out. So kids don't go into that area. There's no chance that they can do it unsupervised. It doesn't normalise alcohol purchase along with your day-to-day, you know, your shopping, your groceries or whatever else. And there are effective, much more effective controls, essentially, on the way kids are exposed. So that's what happens in WA. And as soon as that gets breached by one store, then you can expect to see others pouring through it. And, you know, Aldi's a new chain to WA. But can you imagine Coles and Woolworths, who dominate the market here, can you imagine them saying, well, you know, Aldi have done it, so we'll just let them go ahead with it? So I think this is a really important test case. And the issue isn't whether alcohol should be sold, whether it should be sold in stores attached to supermarkets. It's whether we hold the line on not having alcohol sold as a regular household product along with the daily shopping.
So why are we different then, Professor, in terms of being West Australians? Do you think we need to be protected against ourselves here in WA? Because obviously, you know, alcohol in supermarkets is not a phenomenon anywhere else in the world. It's very ordinary in places of Europe and, of course, in Sydney as well, in Melbourne, to buy your alcohol when you go shopping.
Yeah, look, there are different approaches to liquor licensing around the country, and you know, there are various places that have this constraint, and WA is one of them. And again, it's not a matter of saying you can't buy your alcohol, and there are plenty of supermarkets where there is a liquor store attached. But it is significant that here in WA, we have major concerns about alcohol and young people. We're concerned about the supply of alcohol to kids. We already know there's very strong evidence from WA that kids, underage kids, find it quite easy to buy alcohol. And as you know, the police commissioner has had a lot to say about that, and he's done surveys with clearly underage-looking cadets who find it easy to buy alcohol just from standard liquor stores. So, as I said, it's not about saying you can't buy alcohol. It's not about saying you can't buy alcohol next to your supermarket, even the place attached to it. But once you start normalising the sale of alcohol, and you get, to, you know, along with your Wheaties or whatever it might be, once you start normalising that, once you see kids being really pretty much exposed to alcohol promotion, then I think we are if you like, we're in danger of opening some floodgates that should stay closed.
Yeah, you don't think we're just sort of splitting hairs here, because you can go to Coles, do your shopping, and then just go virtually next door or through another door and buy your alcohol?
Well, you can do that, but your kids aren't with you, and your kids aren't just seeing something that, you know, you buy your lollies or whatever else, and the alcohol's there pretty close to it. And there's huge concern in the community about alcohol in young people, and they're the ones that we're out to protect. So this is primarily just, you know, about protecting kids, about holding the line, and we're already seeing the rise of the booze ban. And, as you know, there are a lot of communities that are really worried about the booze bans that are coming in, and we're already seeing concerns about sale of alcohol to minors, and there's been a huge turnaround in the way alcohol sold now. It's not mainly sold from hotels, and hotels, whatever else may be wrong, hotels are usually, I think, more careful about checking age and so on of the people who buy the product than a lot of liquor stores. So we just need to make sure that we keep that particular constraint in place, and I can't see why that should be such a problem for groups like Aldi. Why don't they just follow the same pattern that the current big chains do, Coles and Woolies? Have your liquor store, but have it separate, just a bit separate from the main store, so that kids aren't going to be likely to wander around there, and so that kids don't see alcohol as, you know, grog as just something you throw into the basket along with the Wheaties.
All right, they say that they are, in their application that they've made to liquor licensing, they say they're all about harm minimisation, and they have strategies in place. Do you believe that they can do anything about the minimising the harm from the alcohol they sell?
Well, the evidence is already so clear that kids find it easy to buy alcohol underage. So, you know, you'll get this kind of comment from the big companies that, you know, they're all about corporate social responsibility and so on. But when I think it was a year or so ago, and then before that, the police commissioner ran surveys with clearly underage cadets, underage-looking cadets, rather, trying to buy alcohol, they found it easy. And so, you know, corporate social responsibility sounds great when it's on bits of paper that go to the Department of Liquor and Gaming. It doesn't, it's not so great in the actual application. So I think we have to take that with a huge pinch of salt. Their job's to sell as much alcohol as possible. Kids are buying alcohol underage. This is not a huge demand on the companies that they just keep the liquor store area separated out from the rest of the supermarket. It doesn't stop you and me from buying alcohol. It doesn't stop anybody from buying alcohol. It just keeps that separation, and it's a real worry that, you know, at the moment the Aldi application is for a small area, but we've seen plenty of applications where the small areas get bigger and so on. They say that they'll be responsible about kids. We've heard that one before as well, so let's just have that protection in there for the kids.
They'll think we're a bit strange, won't they, that here in Perth we're completely different than most of the world, not sophisticated enough perhaps to cope with
well,
this.
Yeah, no, there are other jurisdictions that have this issue as well, and here in WA we do have significant problems with alcohol, and we don't need to roll this one back, particularly with the advent of the booze bans, which are all run by the big supermarkets. So let's just hold the line on that one. So as I said, it doesn't stop you and me or anybody else from buying the grog that we want to buy. It just means that kids are less likely to be attracted to alcohol.
Professor Daube, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.